For decades, just 1% of Nashville's population was made up of foreign-born immigrants. But in that time, there came the idea for the Celebrate Nashville Festival. It brings together immigrants and natives to build understanding. The city has become many times more diverse, and WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that the festival is also evolving.
At the core of the festival is the idea that no matter where you're from, it's easy to get along over food, music, and dance. Those are the staples of Celebrate Nashville, with live performances on European folk instruments, African drums, and the Japanese three-string banjo. From those bonding points, organizer Cindy Polite says complete strangers can meet in a meaningful way.
So if you're on an elevator, you're not necessarily going to ask somebody a personal question about their heritage or their ethnicity, and you don't feel comfortable answering that question either. In a festival setting, it's just a safe, fun environment. You know, you see people interacting and talking and sharing their recipes, and their kids are playing together.
This vision of hosting not only a Greek fest or a Chinese New Year, but a meeting of all ethnicities, anticipated the region's influx of immigrants. The celebration of cultures began in 1996 at the Skerrit Bennett Center, which has roots in international missionary work. That was a time when the foreign-born population was still small. Now, the foreign-born make up 15% of Davidson County, with many Latinos and also refugees like Kurds and Somalis. Trends say Nashville will become a place without a single ethnic majority group. But over time, Polite says second- and third-generation families can lose connections to their home countries.
So I think it's more important than ever to have a central location for everyone to gather, because there's also people are losing their identities a little bit, so we still want to showcase where they came from and honor that while recognizing that now they are Nashvillians.
The big event is Saturday at Centennial Park, but this year, for the first time, there have been related activities all week. There was a smaller ethnic dinner and a tour of different places of worship, and there was a night of international music at Ryman Auditorium. That put Nashville's diverse cultures onto the city's most well-known stage. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.